for Terriers.com. Manager Mark Moseley after a very dramatic 2-1 win over Dorking. You've just spoken to Jordan Clark from BBC, so I'm sure you're going to tell me the same sort of things, but we like to keep the fans' hearts pumping, don't we, at this stadium?
Yeah, it was certainly a high on drama today, wasn't it? A lot of emotion and drama, and I suppose that's what you expect from two teams who are going at it, fighting to stay in the playoffs and push up that league as high as they can. You know, Dorking come and showed what a good side they are. You know, we had some rough times in the game, but you know, I felt we managed it well in the first half, despite us not having our usual foothold in the game. I felt we had to be quite defensively sound and had to be, you know, working hard without the ball today for large spells, which is unlike, you know. So usually we have a little bit more possession than the other team. Today, you know, we had to share that, and you know, Dorking are a very good side and showed they're very well set up with some good players, and we had to be patient, we had to be disciplined, and I felt we were on the whole in the first half, and then we sort of switched off a little bit for the goal where we didn't quite defend it with the same vigour as we did in for the half. So you know, that was a bit of a blow, you know, picked them up, and then second half was always going to be a tight affair, tough affair, but we had to be disciplined, you know, fix a couple of bits at half time. And you know, we come out, and I felt that the more the game gone on, I think we grew in strength, and we started to get a little bit more of a foothold in the game. And then obviously Baggy was a constant thorn in their side, and then come the sending offs, but they come quite late in the game, so you know, you're worrying, you're looking at the time, and it's running out quickly. And you know, we needed to make them pay because of the numerical advantage, but that in itself, with the emotion going off around off the pitch, and you know, you do worry. But you know, we've knocked on the door, and Baggy's come up trump. So look, we're delighted. It's a massive win, a big win, but that's all it is. It's 3 points.
Yeah, that is all it is. It's 3 points. Obviously, dramatic circumstances. Mm. Baggy pops up with a win. I think we had a couple of opportunities before that. Mm. Dorking obviously went down to 10 men. We can't leave this interview without talking about the decisions that happened today. You got a yellow card. Mark White, their manager, got a yellow card. It was a bit frantic at the end there. What can you just explain what happened there? I mean, it looked a bit silly from our point of view.
What, from the booking from myself?
Yeah, the bookings. Yeah,
they're a very experienced team. They've done very well. The referee's given them a free kick, turned his back on the ball. Linesman's turned his back on the ball, and he stole 10 yards. We're only shouting for the referee just to turn round, just to see. It was like, you know, he's behind you sort of thing. It's a little bit Punch and Judy, if I'm honest. We're only shouting ref, just to look, just so we wanted. 10 yards is a big advantage to take. Should just take it back where it was. But the linesman and referee both turned their back on the ball. Very experienced guy, centre midfielder for them, good player. You know, he couldn't believe his luck and just nicked the 10 yards. All we were calling for is just turn around and look. But it was a case of, like I said, Punch and Judy, he's behind you. There was no swearing, there was no nothing, but we were just shouting on with that and that. But it's an isolated instance. There was a lot of drama on the sideline, but no problem with them. Look, they're a great team, well put together, and you know, they're driving their team from the sideline, we're driving our team from the sideline. There was no malice, there was no handbags, it was nothing like that. I think it was just over emotion, would I say, but there's no drama on our part.
I thought it was a great advert for the league. The whole game itself, it had everything, really. We've obviously come out on the better end of it. In terms of the season, obviously Dorking were directly behind us in the league table. You've just said it is just 3 points, and I know that you'll think that. Is it kind of, in terms of wins this season, is it one of the biggest we've had?
I think the next win's always the biggest win. So, you know, you're only as good as your last game. And so today, ultimately, probably is a big win. And look, we're at home. They took points off us at their place. It's important that we equalise that back. You know, we're managing a squad at the moment. We've got some key players out injured as well. So it just shows how well that we are doing. But, you know, there's still a lot of work to do. We weren't the finished article today by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, desire, attitude, mentality from the boys was spot on, especially in a game high on emotion.
It could have been easy to lose heads, couldn't it?
Yeah, and we kept our cool and we kept disciplined, and ultimately that was a difference in the game, that we stuck to our guns and kept disciplined, and you know, that's probably what got us the win in the end. But you know, look, it was hard fought, and you know, Dorking are a good side and they're rightly up there with us.
Ollie. The eruption at the Bob Lucas Stadium when Baggy knocked that in at the end was brilliant, and actually the fans, as ever, really stayed with your team. Some interesting results in the league today. I guess you probably haven't had a chance to see any of them.
No.
But it just goes to show again, it's Hemel on Tuesday, another side that are up there that are a good side, away from home, long journey on a Tuesday night. another immense challenge.
Definitely. I'm on the back of a real tough game today. Now we've got a long travel on a Tuesday night, which is always difficult in this league. You know, lads working and whatnot. Hemel, much fancied at the start of the season. Some of the signings they've made and players that they've got, you know, so a really tough game. And, you know, they're trying to chase us down, and rightly so. You know, they're a good team. So challenges come thick and fast. And we've got to take the positives from today, build on them. We've got to learn from the negatives. And you know, try and improve, but there's not a lot you can do between now and Tuesday, unfortunately, apart from you know your players being as professional as they can when they go home and do the right things. And you know, it's going to stretch the squad to the maximum this next period. It's coming thick and fast again. You know, it's like chunks in this season. You know, start the season, Christmas, and it now this sort of just middle January to middle of February is going to be hectic for us. So you know, we got to ride our luck with the injuries. Hope that some of them get back quickly. And,
good to see Jack Coey back today.
You know what? Fantastic to see him back on the pitch. He's a player that we've, you know, he's got huge potential. You know, I don't want to put any pressure on the lad's shoulders at all, because he's got a free hit with us. He's you know, he's young. You know, he's had a long spell out of injury, but he's a player that we were very impressed with in pre-season. You know, we sent him out on loan to just get some 90 minutes and some goals, which he was doing, and then suffered that really nasty injury, and which was a real blow for us, because we were excited to get him back in the fold. You know, so we're just trying to build him up. You know, we can't expect too much from him at the moment, because like I said, he's a young lad. He hasn't had many games this season, but what I can say is he's a... You know, we feel that he's got huge potential, and we're really excited to see him in the Weymouth shirt. You know, it's like... You know, from the present, but also the future as well.
Definitely one for the future, and I think he showed more in a few glimpses when he came on today. Mark, brilliant win, 3 points in the bag. All that's left to say is enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy yours. Cheers, Josh.